is Radio Free Cybertron. Due to some problems, Brian isn't gonna be here this week. Instead, I'm here. Oh boy. We're gonna start things off this week with the AUU Buzz.
I've never seen anything this beautiful in the entire galaxy. All right, give me the bomb.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and it's been a couple weeks since I reported on ATT, but that's okay. It takes a couple weeks to kit bash together enough stuff to talk about ATT. The news group is going slow. The fandom's going slow. Slow days. Not too many new toys coming out. Not too much to talk about until BotCon. But the biggest news, I guess, is a legend has returned to ATT. Rob Cypher. What a troll. What a man. All I can say is, Rob, baby, you're too late. This is like slashing the tires of an El Camino. Or punching Maria Shriver in the face. It's not needed. Damage is already done, baby. Star Jones could add 15 pounds to that frame, and I wouldn't know. The damage is already there. I mean, ATT's an ugly place. It's not getting any uglier with you. In fact, Rob Cypher helped it, because it gave me an excuse not to read the news group for a couple days. And after a couple days, I came back, found maybe two threads worth reading. The rest was Rob Cypher's dribble, which spaced out the quality post quite nicely. Thank you, Rob. You're doing us all a service. Actually, in all honesty, this shows one good thing about ATT. Right now, the news group is so in a trance of mediocrity. It didn't even bat an eye when he came back. I mean, we know what shape we're in. ATT knows it's in bad shape, or at least very lackluster shape. And it didn't bat an eye. It didn't care. Rob Cypher's back. Great. Bars to the left. See ya. Also on ATT this week, Silverbolt reposted his interview with Jack Angel. And if you don't know, Jack Angel was a big, and might still be, I don't know, was a big, definitely in the 80s and 90s, cartoon world, a big voice acting talent. And he did Transformer voices for G1 of characters like Astro Train and Ramjet, Smokescreen, Ultramagnus. Most people can remember Astro Train's voice right off the bat, and if you can, you know what Jack Angel sounds like. Very good interview. Very nice. Very fun. Although, you can put Mr. Angel in the considerably large pile of voice actors who just look at it as a job, and actually, that's probably the vast majority of them, because you can't really get into your work. Because once you finally understand the character or get into the particular role that you're doing, you're off to another one. And you really can't get bogged down or invested emotionally or time-wise in your various characters because you don't have time, and time is money. And I think lots of people in all the fandoms that have cartoons and media work are kind of disappointed when they realize that most of their idols, I guess, which is kind of scary and kind of sad, but I digress. Most of their heroes see it as just a job. They don't see Transformers as anything special. The difference between that and the Smurfs or G.I. Joe or Voltron or whatever they worked on, it's nothing, really. It's just a job. It's just what they worked on for a while, and they're kind of shocked that they've got fans. Invested so much into something they did that they just kind of blew off 15 years ago. But it's the truth. And actually, that's what kind of makes BotCon nice, because those few people that really do care about their fans, and even if they don't accept their roles as anything more than a paycheck, at least they appreciate us, and they appreciate the fans and the time that we put into their work and enjoying it. And the best part, actually, of ATT this week and over the last month was a little thread called I Miss Beast Wars. And I can't explain or describe the thread, really. I can't do it justice. All I'm going to say is there's some big Beast Wars fans out there that either have a good memory or a lot of free time. And actually, it's pretty impressive that so many people can pull favorite quotes from one series just out of the blue, seemingly, and throw them up for everybody's enjoyment. It shows just how effective and memorable the writing and storytelling was in Beast Wars, although I'm going to catch a lot of flack and say, in all honesty, I don't miss Beast Wars. I forgot about it. The minute it went off the air, actually, the minute Beast Wars, the cartoon, hit Fox weekdays, I forgot about it. I saw it maybe once a week, maybe. And once it left syndication, I didn't really care. And I love the series. I think it's a quality series. I just don't remember it. I don't think it's particularly memorable. At least to me, it was a fun ride, but that's it. And save your emails. I know, after saying this, they're going to come flying in. John, you suck. Black Arachnia owns you. Or, John, you're God. We've got an opening for an Insecticon in our mush. Do you want to be Bombshell? No. See, this is just an honest opinion. I'm just a middle-of-the-road guy. I loved Beast Wars. From what I've seen of G1 cartoons, they're great if I was 5 years old again. But now, I've got to put up a 6-foot-thick wall of nostalgia to enjoy them, which isn't bad, but it's needed and required, unless I cry myself to sleep after watching Cosmic Rust, things like that. Beast Wars is enjoyable now. I'm sure if I watched the series again, I'd love it. Particularly, I'd like to see the series on DVD so I could watch it, much like G1. I haven't even picked up the G1 DVDs yet. That hadn't even crossed my mind. Don't know why. Probably because of the pressing flub. That doesn't help. That doesn't exactly drive my purchasing urges. But I digress. The I Miss Beast Wars thread is great. And it shows that, you know, ATT can still be kind of fun. And finally, for the buzz this week, away from ATT, on BotCon Beyond, let me just say that the war journals for the BotCon Beyond comic are great, and they're getting better every week. Basically, I love the idea of getting all the background story, all the fluff, all the character build-up out of the way before the actual comic hits. You save time, you save space, you get right to the good stuff in the comic, and those journals are really getting good. The story's going to be great. The Ape Link Primal Prime journals, Primal Prime, is already one of my favorite characters as far as the comic series for BotCon goes, just because he's got so many possibilities at this point of what he can be, and the story's building him up nicely as a kind of an enigma. They're dropping hints at what he could be, and all the name dropping and all the events that are happening in the journals are really going at a nice pace, and I'm sure that 3H is going to do us good, and they're going to do us proud with this comic. That's the HT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
Grant me mercy, I beg of you.
You, who are without mercy, now plead for it?
Well, if I had any mercy, I wouldn't have to ask for some, now would I?
You don't know what the word means, do you? I thought you had a more impressive vocabulary than that.
Look out, he's got a gun.
He is a gun cup.
How you doing, everybody? This is John DeLuna with another great opportunity from eBay.com. That's eBay.com, the 500-pound gorilla of the internet right now. Only this week, catch lightning in a bottle. Ride the G1 wave to bliss and buy Act 2 PVCs by the hundreds. Literally, by the hundreds. Pay $10 for a $4 piece of crappy Japanese merchandising that reminds you of a childhood that you'd rather forget. All those repressed memories of sitting alone in the cafeteria or watching Golden Girls on Saturday nights with your parents instead of being out with friends that you never had will come flooding back to you. And while you're at it, go there and buy re-release collector's editions of He-Man figurines. He-Man! Lose yourself completely with Transformers G1 and He-Man, and forget reality. Forget the fact that your last paycheck from Kmart screwed you out of another $25 of overtime. How can they pay somebody who works so hard in apparel so little? Maybe one day you'll waddle over to the gun aisle, pick up an AK-47, and teach everybody that you don't mess with Little Nicky. But if you go to eBay right now, you can soothe the savage beast, pick up Act 2 PVCs, pick up He-Man, and be happy and ignorant forever!
You got mail, fat boy.
Hi, everybody. This is Ask the Computer. Email all questions to thecomputer@ufradio.com. On with the questions. The first email is from Victor. This is asking for your opinion on a couple issues. We have all seen the Botcon Records characters White Ravage / UM Tigatron and Green Remulus, but we have also seen a Red Gecko Bot and Blue Megatron. I have also heard rumors of a recolored VA. We know, in fact, that the first two could be and are most likely real. But what do you think about the Red Gecko Bot and Blue Megs? How many Botcon exclusives do you think we might have this year? I heard all the cool kids are believing that they are all real. Is this true? Because I just want to be cool. From Victor. Dear Victor, you listen to Radio Free Cybertron. Thus, you are cool. As far as those other toys go, the Blue Mix is probably real. The Green Remulus might be. Who knows? The Tigatron spooky head, so it is real. The rest? No clue. On to the next email. Hi. Have you ever considered switching from WillowTalk to something like Dragon, NSP text-to-speech, or MS Agent, or speech? I'm still working on that one. But it's understandable. From Growl. Dear Growl. I have no clue what you're talking about. Really? Dear Computer. How dare you talk to me in such a manner? For I am no longer that weakling Megatron. I am now Galvatron. My power is supreme. Wahahahahahaha! If you and your precious friends at Radio Free Cybertron wish to live, you shall no longer challenge me in my plans to rule the universe. Wahahahahaha! Also remember that I have an ultimate weapon. I am Galvatron. Greatest of all Decepticons. All will bow before me, or they will die. Wahahahahahahahaha! Love, Galvatron. Dear Galvatron, I would bow, but I have no legs. Next up is Joel. Dear Computer, will Cold Hard Slag ever have their own comic books? Just asking. From Joel Eubanks. Dear Joel, according to Tim at Cold Hard Slag, no. There you have it. Thanks. You rule. And now, the final email. Dear Fred. As seen on National UV. Making over $500,000 every 4 to 5 months from your home for an investment of only $25 expense. One time thanks to the computer age and the internet. Be a millionaire within a year. Before you say hello, please read the following. This is the letter you have been hearing about on the news lately. Due to the popularity of this letter and... wait. Never mind. Email me, thecomputer@ufradio.com. That's it for RFC this week. Brian will return once he gets his problems. And he's got lots of problems. Of the mental variety. Sorted out. Ha ha ha! He'll be back next week. And RFC will be back too. Bigger and better than... this week. Heh. See ya.
Transformers! Let's go!